from KQED.
If you draw an imaginary line from the San Francisco Bay Area east to Stockton, then north to Sacramento, then back out to the Bay Area, you'd have a triangle filled with a puzzle of waterways and islands that make up the California Delta. It's where the Sacramento and San Joaquin Rivers come together, the center of California's water distribution system for farms and people, and a focus of decades and decades of fights over water. Today, in the first of a new series, reporter Lisa Morehouse introduces us to people who live and work in the Delta.
We're going to take you into an orchard and we're going to show you kind of different stages of growth.
Daniel Wilson leads me through a pear orchard on Andrus Island, where his family has farmed for generations.
These are Bartlett pears. This was the entire river 30 years ago. Every single tree was this 30 years ago.
Now, they've grafted a pear called Stark Crimson onto the trunks of old Bartlett trees because, Wilson says, new varieties can bring in almost twice as much as Bartlett pears.
One could argue we've diversified away from these so much that we're starting to go, oops, went too far. But that's farming. You change varieties, you try to see what's profitable.
So why have people grown pears and other crops here for so long?
It's very good dirt. It's rich in nutrients and, you know, it's close to population centers back in the day.
Back in the days of the gold rush, many of the most successful people of the time weren't miners, but were instead the ones who sold food and supplies to the miners, says Wilson.
You wanted to be the guy selling the shovel, not the guy digging with the shovel.
While miners sought their fortunes in the hills, the state encouraged farmers to come to the Delta and turn part-time swampland into full-time farmland by building levees. Laborers from China built much of the levee system. Families originally from Europe and Asia started farms.
This was practically all asparagus. All these fields right in here.
93-year-old Nicholas Catania is showing me a former labor camp on Twitchell Island, where his Portuguese and Filipino family farmed and became labor contractors.
We had a lot of men. You know, they all came from all over, you know, from the Philippines, from the Hawaiian Islands, you know, from wherever they were. They were urged to come here.
Catania says his father organized crews of Filipino workers to move around the state, harvesting different crops. In the Delta, asparagus dominated.
They would cut more or less about 4 acres each, 4 acres a day apiece, which was almost impossible to do. You had to have two or three knives all sharp all the time, you know, stone in your hand, always sharpening your knives.
There's still some asparagus grown in the Delta, but for the last couple decades, cheaper imports from Mexico made many farmers here turn to other crops. Daniel Wilson's family stopped growing asparagus years ago. We're now in the town of Isleton, where an old asparagus packing shed is now a grain elevator, one of Wilson's many business endeavors. Along with farming and grain storage, they're also in the trucking business.
Any crop that you're totally devoted to makes you a little vulnerable to if the pears go bad, which they have in the late 40s and the 80s and times like that, then you want to diversify into other things.
Wilson says, though he sees the number of farm owners getting smaller and their operations getting bigger, there's not a lot of big ag in the Delta. His children and nephews help run the business, and he sees neighbors' kids still involved, too.
I love to farm. I like this area. I like to grow things. So if we can figure out how to make money doing something we love to do, then we've got our questions answered.
But there's always worry about change. All the farmers I talk to here oppose a plan to build massive tunnels beneath the Delta. That could happen as part of the Bay Delta Conservation Plan, a proposal to rework the Delta's complicated plumbing to move water to farms and cities far to the south. There are a lot of questions about how much farmland would be lost to tunnel construction and wetland restoration and about Delta water quality if the plan goes through. Daniel Wilson shares these concerns, but in the meantime, he's sticking to what his family's done for over a century. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta.